There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 12 of the tabernacle, cleansed. 1 John 1:7 reads, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin." Our text today is from 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." As we look at the bronze laver and the water priests use to cleanse themselves ceremonially, our minds ultimately anticipate the redemptive work of Christ and his power to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus' death on the cross made it possible for our souls to be washed clean and our sins forgiven. However, just as priests were responsible for washing their hands and feet, we must be cleansed daily to approach God's presence. 1 John 1:9 reveals the steps to how we are continually cleansed. First, we must confess our sins. The Greek word for confess in this verse is homologio. It means to speak the same thing or to agree. When we confess our sins to God, we agree with God that we have sinned. True biblical confession is calling our sin the same thing God calls it, and seeing our sin the same way God sees it. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary add these details to the meaning of confess, found in 1 John 1:9. To confess our sins means to agree with God that an act or thought was wrong, to acknowledge this to God, to seek forgiveness, and to make a commitment not to let it happen again. The verb confess is in the present tense, which means we should confess our sins to God every day. Through daily confession, we stay in proper fellowship in our personal relationship with God. When we confess our sins, Scripture says God forgives us and cleanses us. Both of these verbs are in a Greek tense that suggest a once and for all completed action. When we daily confess our sins, God forgives us fully and cleanses us completely from that sin. Interestingly, the word for cleanse in 1 John 1:9 is katharizo. This word means to make pure by removing all filth, and to free from the defilement of sin. When we confess our sins, God has the power to cleanse us from the dirt they brought and the destruction they caused. Stephen Fuson discusses the analogy between the daily washing of priests at the bronze laver and the continual cleansing we need in our everyday lives. The laver addresses these challenges of daily life by washing away the imperfections and contaminations of a carnal world. The laver continually renews and purifies. Many believers have never yet been taught the benefits of examination and cleansing, which are available in the laver. A process of cleansing was accomplished through the word spoken by the Savior to his disciples. The word by which he washed his disciples would later be written within the pages of the New Testament. Always the teacher, Jesus continually taught the word of truth to his disciples. In John 15:3, Jesus says, "You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you." The word of truth imparts great cleansing virtue in the realm or dimension of the laver. Therefore, the Lord demonstrated the importance of the laver in his own ministry. The Aaronic priesthood of the Old Testament was called to daily obligations in both the court and the tabernacle. Washing in the laver was always a prerequisite. They examined and washed themselves in the laver as a point of law. If we understand the laver as a symbol of spiritual realities, we will heed the example to cleanse ourselves regularly in the water of the Word. The key point of difference is that we wash the inner man by grace through the help of the Holy Spirit, rather than the outer man according to religious ritual. Someone might ask, why do I need continual cleansing if God saved me from my sins the moment I received His gift of salvation? In Preaching the Word commentary on 1 John, David Allen gives this answer. The death of Jesus on the cross actually covers all your sins, past, present, and future. When you sin as a Christian, you're not out of the family, but you do break fellowship. Sin breaks the heart of God. Sin takes you out of fellowship with God. It takes you out of fellowship with fellow believers. So while salvation brought us complete cleansing and put us into the family of God, we still need daily cleansing to stay in right fellowship with Him. We cannot enter the Lord's presence daily if we are constantly out of fellowship with Him. Some questions to consider. In what ways do you see a correlation between the constant cleansing of the priest at the basin and your consistent fellowship with God? How essential is God's Word to your daily cleansing? How important is your daily confession of sins to your opportunity to come into God's presence? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.